pasuk says, "Shoyftim v'shoytrim, titein lecho v'chol she'arech." Judges and officers, you should place for yourself in all of your cities. Asher Hashem leikecha noisim lecho, that Hashem gives to you lishvotecha according to your shvatim. V'shoftu esha'am mishpat tzedek, and they should judge the nation a judgment, a rightful judgment. So the Mefarshim ask a kasha over here. What's the pshat shoyftim v'shoytrim titein lecho v'chol she'arecha? What is the lecho? Shoyftim v'shoytrim titein v'chol she'arecha. You should place judges and officers in all of your cities. What is the lecho over here? Why is the Torah moisif the word lecho? So there's a few pshatim that are said over here. I'd like to mention a couple of the pshatim on the lecho. First of all, there's a machlekes harishayim over here. It seems like a machlekes harishayim between the Rambam and the Ramban. If there's a mitzvah of having a Sanhedrin in Chutz La'aretz, from the pasht of Shatan the Pasik, Shayftim v'shaytrim titim lecha b'chol she'arech asher Hashem aleikech anoisin lecha, it means in the cities that Hashem is giving you, that's pashtus referring to Eretz Yisrael. Right, there's a mitzvah of placing a Sanhedrin in Eretz Yisrael. That is the way it's mashma l'chayr pashit from the Pasik. And the Rambam says it clearly. The Rambam in Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis Mehilcha Sanhedrin says, Mitzvah Sasei Shal Teira, Limnei Shoiftim V'Shoitrim, V'chol Medina V'Medina, V'chol Pelech V'Pelech, every district. However, he says, he continues, Ein Anu Chayavim L'Hamad B'Teidinim V'chol Pelech U'Pelech U'V'chol Ir V'Yir, Ela Be'Eretz Yisrael B'Lvad. You're only willing to do it in Eretz Yisrael. Shenema, titein lecho b'chol she'arecha, asher Hashem aleikecha noisim lechol shvatecha. You have to place it in your cities that Hashem is giving you. Hashem is specifically giving you Eretz Yisrael. Mashman chutz la'aretz, there is no mitzvah to do that. The Ramban argues with the Rambam. Ramban says there's a beferish of b'raisa in Masechtas Makis Dav Zayin Amid Aleph. It says over there beferish. V'hoya eile lachem l'chukas mishpat l'day reiseichem b'chol ma'ish reiseichem melameit she Sanhedrin reheges bo'oretz uv'chutz la'oretz. It says beferish over there, the Sanhedrin is na'ik sa'i in Eretz Yisrael and sa'i in chutz la'oretz. It's a kash on the Rambam. So much so that some of the Mefarshim on the Rambam say that he never meant to say that there's no such thing as a Sanhedrin at all in Chutz La'aretz. It means in Eretz Yisrael, you're mechuyev to place it in every city and in every district. In Chutz La'aretz, you put it in every district, but you're not mechuyev to do it in every city. Try what the Rambam means, but the Rambam says clearly, the zikr of mitzvah of making a Sanhedrin in Chutz La'aretz, you just don't have to do it in every single city. Whichever way you learn, whether you learn like the Rambam or whether you learn like the Ramban, you see that there's a special emphasis of Beis Din in Eretz Yisrael. Chutz La'aretz, either you don't need it at all or you don't need it in every city. Why? What should the difference be? You find there's a chilek between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz in mitzvahs hatluyos ba'aretz. Mitzvahs that are dependent on the ground. Truma, Meiser, Bikurim, those apply in Eretz Yisrael. And in Chutz La'aretz it has no shaykes. But the union of a mishpat, the union of judgment, to see to it that people are honest and people don't cheat each other and people don't steal from each other, that's not mitzvah hatluyos ba'aretz. Why then should there be a special emphasis on having bateidinim in Eretz Yisrael, whether it's in every single city or whatever, and in Chutz La'aretz we're not as machmer? Why should it be any different? These are not mitzvahs hatluyos ba'aretz. So the Mefarshim say, because in Eretz Yisrael, in addition to worrying about the personal mishpat bein adam l'chaveiro, there's an added inyan. The pasuk says about Eretz Yisrael, "Einei Hashem elokecha oleho mereishis hashana v'ad achras shana." Eretz Yisrael has a special maila that the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are focused on Eretz Yisrael from the beginning of the year till the end. There's a special hashgacha over there that no other land has. Eretz Yisrael has that special land. Hashgacha is the land of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maila, if there's a special hashgacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu we know hates Geza. The pasuk says, there's a pasuk in Yeshaya, Nun Zayin, Ba'avoin Bitzoy Kotzafti. Because of the Aveira of Gezel, I got angry, and that is why they were forced to go out of Eretz Yisrael. The Hashgacha, the Shechinah, cannot stand sheker, the Shechina cannot stand gezel. Memela, in addition to the Bein Adam L'Chaveiri, there's an added Indian in Eretz Yisrael. There's an added sense of urgency. If you want to hold on to Eretz Yisrael, and you want that special hashgacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on you, then you have to make sure that there's a special Indian of din over there. But they deem him in every single city, but they deem him in every single district. Chutzlar is not such an urgency. Of course, that's a personal thing, Bein Adam L'Chaveiri. Of course it's important. Lefi the Rambam at first glance, you don't really need it in Kutz Laretz. If you have an issue, you'll get together Chachamim. You don't need an official bed. Lefi the Rambam in Kutz Laretz, you don't need it mamish in every single city. But in Eretz Yisrael, everybody agrees that special sense of urgency to keep the Shechin in Eretz Yisrael, to keep the Hashgacha with us, that's what you need. And that's what it says at the end of the pasuk over here. L'man tichya v'yorashta es ha'aretz. In order for you to live and to have the land, that is why you need shayftim v'shaykim. If you don't have shayftim v'shaykim in Eretz Yisrael, in addition to the problem ben odom l'chaveiroi, there's a problem you're going to lose your grip on Eretz Yisrael. That is the pshat. Shayftim v'shaykim titen l'cha. We know that by lech l'cha me'aretzicha, Rashi teaches l'cha, l'hana oscha u'l'teivoscha. That's the same thing over here. If you want to hold on to Eretz Yisrael, if you want the Hashgacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be with you in Eretz Yisrael, it'll be for your own benefit. That is one shot in why the Torah says Lecha over here. It's shot number one. Shot number two. The Shalom HaKadosh says a mayudik, a mayudik, a chidish al derech hadrush. A shar is a gateway to a city. We teach it in your cities. But sha'arecha means in the, by the gateways of your cities. Every person has gateways into his body. He has two eyes that let in vision. It lets light in, that lets vision in. He has two ears to let in sound waves to hear different things. He has a mouth that takes in food and it lets out dibur. His nostrils to take in smell. Those are the sha'orim of the body. Givaldi Gemaylis, a person that's able to see, it's a mighty good thing. He's able to hear, can accomplish great things with that. With Dibur, accomplish great things. But on the other hand, those things could be a tremendous sakana. The eyes are a tremendous sakana. If you look at the things you're not supposed to look at, then that's a goyim of aveir. Ayin Raya, the eye sees, Lev Chayme, the heart has the lust, and Klei Maisa, the regular, the other Kalim on the goof, they finish off the Maisa Aveira. Dibur, what a tremendous Kayach the mouth has, but again, to Kayach HaDibur, Tefillah, and Torah, every word of Torah is Kama the Kama Mitzvahs. You can help others by doing chesed with your mouth, by encouraging others, but Dibur, life and death is in the hands of the tongue. Dibur is a tremendous, tremendous akon. It's like a loaded gun. Same with the ears. Ears were made to listen to Divrei Torah. But ears, on the other hand, could be used for listening to Lashon Hara. For that, the Torah tells us, Shayftim v'shaytrim titen lecha b'chol sha'arecha. In all of the gateways of your body, you need a shayfet to judge when to use the eyes, when not to use the eyes. When to use the mouth, when not to use it. When to use your ears, when not to use your ears. That's the shayfet. V'shaytrim, and you need an enforcer, you need the policeman inside your body. Now what is that? The Chidos says very cute thing. Shayftim is... You have to judge. You have to use your seichel. When to look and when not to look. When to hear and when not to hear. When to talk and when not to talk. Shaitrim are the enforcers. The eyes have the eyelids. Those are the enforcers. They can close. When you're not supposed to look at something, they close. The ears have the earlobes. If you want chazal to place into your ears, or the fingers were made for that. Right? Same thing with the mouth. The mouth has two shaitrim. The lips and the teeth. Two shaymer on the Kayach HaDibur. Ritzel Petterberger. Later in his life, he moved to Eretz Yisrael. He was the Rav of St. Petersburg, and he moved to Eretz Yisrael. So right away when he came, they wanted to be Mechabadim to say it Rosha. So he said to me, Yomai, in all my life I was careful that I only spoke when I had two shaymer on my Kayach HaDibur. So now that I'm old, they only have one shaymer left. So maybe I don't trust myself to speak. That's the way the G'dayim literally looked at it. The Shayftim, the Shayftim, the Shayfet is the Kayach of judgment, and how do you enforce it? You enforce it with the different avorim that Hashem gave to be able to hold back the einayim, to hold back the pen. Rav Elie Lofian says a little bit differently. The shofet is taka the seichel. You have to know when to use it. The shofet is yirah shamayim. The fear, the pachad of Hashem, that is the shofet that enforces, and it moves you not to look at something. It moves you not to say something when you're not supposed to say something. But in any event, shaitim v'shaitim titin l'cha, that's why it says l'cha, l'cha on your goof, l'cha b'chol she'arecha, and all of the gateways and all of the openings in your body. Somebody told me that he was once walking in Manhattan and he sees Rav Mordechai Schwab, Mashgiach in Beis Shvage for many years. He sees Rav Mordechai Schwab walking in the street of Manhattan with a pair of sunglasses. Huh?
What?
A pair of sunglasses. And it wasn't a sunny day. It looked rather strange. He said hello to him. He recognized him. He said, yes, Rav Mordechai, what is this? He says, when you walk, you had to be in Manhattan for whatever reason it was. When you walk in a street in a rabbin, you have to be very careful not to look. You know, not to look at things. Maybe he wears blackened glasses. You can see the bare minimum through it, but he doesn't have to see what goes on in the street. Now, this was a tzaddik that was already an elderly yid, and he was worried about it. Rav Elie Lofian, similar maisa, was a bacher that came over to Rav Elie Lofian to ask Rishus to go to a chasen in Tel Aviv. There was a lot of preachers. So Rav Elie said, you want to leave the yeshiva to go to Tel Aviv, and what's going to be with, you know, you see things over there you're not supposed to see. So he said, it's not going to hurt me, you know, Mashgiach doesn't have to worry. So he says, what? I'm already in my 80s. I'm blind on one eye. My other eye doesn't see very well. And I tremble. You know, when I walk out in a rabbim, I tremble that Chas V'Sholom is going to hurt me. And you, a young bachur, you tell me, you're saying to me, you have the chutzpah to tell me, Mirvet Os Neshat. This is the way the Gedolim looked at things. Shoiftim v'shoiftim titin l'chof, v'chol she'orech, it's talking about the gateways, the Kayach HaDibur, the Kayach HaShmiya, the Kayach HaEinayim, tremendous Kayaches. But on the other hand, it can cause tremendous harm. We have to be the judges and we have to be the enforcers to know when to use it and when not to use it. So that's the second Pshat in L'cha. Then there's a third Pshat in L'cha. Why the Torah said L'cha over here? Shoiftim v'shoitim titin L'cha v'chol she'arecha. There's a Meiridiki Gemara in Masechta Shavuos. The Gemara in Masechta Shavuos, Daf Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph, says, Minayin l'shnayim shabo'u l'din. How do I know if two people come to a din Torah? Echor lovush smartutim. One is wearing tattered clothing, he's wearing rags. Ve'echor lovush itzul is basmei amana. The other fellow's wearing a Hartsnaff Namark suit. It's a fancy suit. It's worth a belt of money. So how do I know? How do I know that you say, either you tell the rich guy, give him a beggar just like yours, or else we make him put on tattered clothing? You can't have two bali dvarim in bezdin, one fellow dressed in a fancy suit, and one fellow dressed in shmatis. How do I know that? Shenemar midvar sheker tircha. It's impossible for a judge not to be affected, even by chitzoniyistic things. As great as the dying might be, but a person is only human. So therefore, when you have two people standing in front of you, they have to be on equal level. Either both of them wearing shmatas, or both of them wearing fancy suits. So you say, if not, midvar sheker tircha. That's the simple pshat in the Gemara. Rav Elie Lofian says an amazing pshat on this Gemara. Not in its regular poshut pshat. He says, every person is a dayan. Every person is a judge. And every person on a daily basis has two balei dvarim standing in front of him. The Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara. And they're arguing over who's going to win this battle in influencing the person. Yetzer Hara is dressed in beautiful clothing. Ah, go out into the world. There's so much there for you. There's so much gashmius there. It's beautiful. Go out on vacations and go out on such and such and such and such. That's the way to spend your life. He's dressed in beautiful clothing. What exactly could the Yetzer Tov say to counter that? do a mitzvah, you'll see one day, you'll have the reward, and Olam Haba, you'll see, it's ruchnius. To us it seems like it's mamash no contest. Here the Yetzer Hara is dressed in meridik, beautiful clothing. He dresses himself in gewaltige gashmius. The Yetzer Tov has nothing much to show. How do you explain to someone down here what the schar is going to be like Olam Haba? Person has to be a judge. He has to do one of two things. Either he has to strip the Yetzer Hara and show that all of this external gashmius has no value whatsoever. It's bankrupt. There's nothing to it. It's a bunch of fluff. That's all it is. You have to strip him down and place him into tatters. You have to dress the Yetzer Tov and you have to picture what is Olam Haba going to be like. What does it mean ruchnius? What does it mean to sit and to be nehem meziv hashchina? You have to build it up and you have to be able to picture to yourself how beautiful it will be up there. You have to clothe the Yetzer Tov in a way it's going to even out the contest over here. And if not, then you're right around midvar shekitircha. Then you're not living a truthful life. You're not giving emes a chance to function. Because you're looking at things the way it looks externally down by Olam Hazeh. That's the pshat sheiftim v'sheitrim titen l'cho. You have to make yourself into a judge. You are the dayan between the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara. And you have to act like a dayan is supposed to act to make it an even playing field. And not to look at the Yetzer Hara that can overpower the Yetzer Tov very easily. Ayosim Edvarenu, in this l'cho, we have three pshatim. Either l'cho is l'hana oscho l'tei voscho, because when you have sheiftim v'sheikrim, you get to keep Eretz Yisrael. Or l'cho is, it's referring to the openings on your body, the sha'arecha, titim l'cho b'chol sha'arecha, like we explained. Or l'cho is, you are the judge yourself between the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara. Those are three pshatim in l'cho. Loisita l'cho asheira kol eitz, you should not plan for yourself a tree of idolatry. That's Asherah. Asherah is a tree that they used to worship. Kol eitz, any tree. Eisel mizbach Hashem aleikecha asher tasalach, near the mizbeach of Hashem that you will make for yourself. Now, we know that an Asherah is avodah zarah. You're not allowed to serve an Asherah tree. Like any avodah zarah, you're not allowed to serve. You're not allowed to bring korbanos or do whatever avodah the Asherah tree necessitates. Rashi speaks out over here, Lisita l'cho asherah, even if you're not worshipping it, by planting it along, you're already running aveira. Lisita l'cho asherah, even before you worshipped it, the actual planting is, you're not allowed to do. There's an isser on the netiyah itself. But what is the meaning over here of Lisita l'cho asherah, ko eis eisel mizbach Hashem alikecha? Any tree, you're not allowed to plant near the Mizbeach of Hashem. You're not allowed to plant trees on Har HaBayis. That's a special issue. Even if the tree has nothing to do with Avodah Zarah, you're not allowed to plant a tree on Har HaBayis or near a Mizbeach. Why not? What should be wrong with that? Adrab, if anything, you want to make it beautiful, you want to make it nice, it's Kavod Shamayim. Nothing to do with serving Avodah Zarah. You want to do it to beautify the Mizbeach of Hashem, to beautify Har HaBayis. Why shouldn't you be able to do it? So the Ramban says, and the same halacha applies for the next Isser in the Torah, v'leisokim l'cho matzeva. You're not allowed to have a one-stoned Mizbeach. What's wrong with that? So Rashi says over there that even though in the times of the Avos HaKadoshim it was Ahuva l'fnei HaMakom, it was beloved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but now that the Goyim took this over and they make it as a minhag for themselves, we're not allowed to do it anymore. Right? Says the same thing the Ramban says with Asherah. Says the minhag of the Goyim was that by their churches, and he says that Bizman HaZeh, in his times, the Christians used to do the same thing. They used to have trees right near their church, and the trees were like a sign. It's a beautiful place. This is where to worship their God. And in front of the church, they used to have a big stone upon which their galochim used to stand. And inside, they used to bring their korbanos. So once the goyim took over this minig, it becomes a davar mois to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's mias to Hashem. Svarim bring down, you see from over here, two yesaidis, two big yesaidis. Trees around them is bayach. Beautiful thing. I'm doing it l'shem beauty. I'm doing it l'shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You see from over here that beauty is not decided by what we think is beautiful. Beauty is decided what the Torah thinks is beautiful.
And if Hashem says to me, this is not beautiful, you have the most beautiful evergreens, the most beautiful trees, Shaykh. If Hashem says this is not beautiful, then it's not beautiful. The Torah decides what beautiful is. To me, this is not beauty. To me, this is, you know, Hashem disdains this thing because it applies to the guy. This guru was once by a bris. And so the people crowded around the Maisan Mila. And at the time of the cutting, you know, the blood was coming. I was like, it's Mias, I can't take it. So Biskirov says, that's Mias. The Torah considers Bris Mila, Mamash, the most chashev thing. How can you say such a thing? It's Mias. Now, your human instincts say, ugh, it makes me, you know, cringe. But if the Torah says that this is a nikkur, the Torah decides what beautiful is. There's a similar Maisa. You know, the shailas in Minhagim, if in Shul, Pesach by night, if you say Hallel in Shul, different Minhagim. So Bris Gerov, when he was younger, he once passed, he was coming home from Shul, and he passed by a Chassidish Shul, and Bris had his Chassidish Shuls also. He passed by a Chassidish Shul, they were saying Hallel, Mamish, with such fakes. Ah, Mamish, his heart opened up. He wished that he could say Hallel, but it wasn't his mimic. So he came home and he told his father, Reb Chaim, oh, he's so beautiful, Mom, such a beautiful minute. I wish that I'd be able to do that. Reb Chaim said, it's beautiful for those people that have the minute. It's not our minute. For us, it's not beautiful. In other words, Halacha has to dictate, this especially if it's Kashita, Halacha has to dictate your emotions. But the emphasis you see in the Torah to a certain degree. Something could be physically beautiful. And your kavana is taket to beautify it with Shema Kodesh Baruch. But if the Torah says it's not beautiful, then the most beautiful trees are not beautiful. Asher Sonei Hashem Alekecha, Hashem doesn't like this. I once heard a beautiful marshal for these inyanim. I once heard of Heinemann in Baltimore. I once was davening there. Shabbos, he said a beautiful marshal. He says, Marshal of Mahadavid Daina. There was a Rishi Shiva that was Masharach his daughter with the son of a farmer, a hillbilly. He had a Choshev son, sent a son to Yeshiva, Choshev Bacher. Rishi Shiva was Masharach his daughter with the son of one of these farmers. Rishi Shiva's thinking to himself, he's going to come to Chasana. This guy, all he has is his overalls. He's going to come to the Chasana with his overalls and straw hat. I'm going to come with my kapot and my hamburg. He said, it'll be his youngest dick for him. He decided he's going to get overalls with a straw hat and he'll dance with them. But the farmer is thinking on the other hand. He says, it doesn't pass me. I'm going to come with my overalls and straw hat. The Rishi Shiva is dressed in his kapot with his hamburg. I'll also get a kapot with a hamburg and we'll dance together like that. It turned out that by the chasana, the Rishi Shiva came with the straw hat and the overalls, and the farmer came with the hamburg and with the kapot. Moshlamad Abedayna. He says, there's certain minhagim that Yidden had over the years that were taken over by the goyim. And there's certain things that the goyim had over the years that were taken over by Yidden. Yeah, it's the Rishi Shiva together with the farmer. They come together, and each one thinks he has to act like the other fellow. L'mashal, the minig of throwing confetti by chasanas. Where does that come from? That's a Yiddish minig. It's a Yiddish minig. The minig was to throw rice, to throw other things that multiply a lot as a similar plurable. So that became a goyish thing, you know, became a goyish minig. Mashal, the Vilna Goyim was machbid. I'm the minig of Klal Yisrael is to beautify the Beis Medrash with branches on Shavuos and branches of trees and flowers. The Goyim said that once the Goyim, they beautify their houses with Christmas trees on their Chagis, so we shouldn't do that. It's also brought down Halacha that Yidden used to daven the priestess Kapayim, spreading out their hands to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Once the Goyim started doing that, we're Mavatla minute. So Lehepech, Rabbi Heinemann said, there's a meaning of an unveiling ceremony on Matzevus that has no mucker in Yiddishkeit. You know, that's a Goyish minig that happened to be taken over by Yidden. So in Golis, when the Rishi Shiva with the farmer get together, it turns out that they switch clothing. We see from over here that something which is done by the Goyim, even if it seems to you like it's a good disaster, but we have to stay away from something like that. Asher Sonei Hashem Elokecha. I just want to finish off with a Meiri de Givart. It says ki pole lecha dover la mishpat. If you're going to have a question in judgment, it's going to be hidden from you. You don't know the halacha. Ben dom le dom. You don't know. Dam nida, it's a shayla on dam nida. Is it mutter, is it aser? Ben din le din, is a shayla in hilchas mominus. You don't know what to do. Ben nega wa nega. Shayla in hilchas negoyim. There's a nega in the bias, you don't know. Is it a good nega? Is it a tordic thing? Any arguments in your dwelling place, what do you do? The Kamtaval, Israel Hamakra, you'll get up, you come to Yerushalayim, there you have the Sanhedrin, and then you'll be able to judge. Kelman Magid says a pacha de givort. A pacha de givort on this pasuk. Ki yipole mimcho dover la mishpat. If you'll wonder, why is the judgment against Klal Yisrael so difficult? Why do we suffer so much from Midas Hadin? Ben Dom Ledom, there's one bloodshed after another. Ben Din Ledin, there's one Midas Hadin against another. Ben Nega Lenega, there's one plague after another against Yidden. You want to know what the answer is? Divrei Rivois Bisharecha. There's arguments amongst you. There's machloikis. There's a lack of menorim lechaveroi. There's a breach in the achdus. That's the cause of the mishpat, the din, the nega achar nega. So he's up to Kelman Magid. Ki yipolei mimcha dover la mishpat. If you wonder, why is the mishpat so difficult against us? Bein dom ledom, there's one bloodshed after another. Bein din ledin, there's one midas hadin after another. Bein lega lenega, there's one plague after another. The answer is divrei rivois bisharecha. It's the arguments amongst you. And this is something that we have to be especially aware of as we approach the Yemei Elul and the Yemei Hadin. One of the most important things by HaKadosh Baruch Hu is we have to live ba'achdus. If we want the midas hadin, if we want it to turn into Midas HaRachmim, one of the keys to that is we have to be Mevatel Lagavi, our friends. We can't be so Machbid, and even if we think that we're right, and my friend was Pegeya in my covid, if we're Mevatel, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he shows his Midas HaRachmim to us, and then we can taki escape the Midas HaDin, and we can be Zeichet to a Shana Teiva. A good Shabbos, everybody. Yeah.